Warehouse 21 presents Theater of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theater drama based on the writings of Santa Fe High School speech and debate students in 2023.
Audio editing by Alex Gonzalez Medina, Ali Karshmer, and Lisa Goldman. Producer Anna G. E. Reinhardt.
Funded by an award from the New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts.
Our sixth episode is about, well, young love. Why do adults think we don't know what love is? We do.
Love is a mystery, and it's not perfect. Throughout our years, we experience love and heartbreak. They both go hand in hand. One cannot exist without the other. Love is beautiful, and it's powerful. It has the power to drive people insane. It's such a unique feeling that everyone experiences, from the most naive child to the most experienced adult. Everyone feels love in different ways, and all of them are valid. People have different love languages and different ways to express their love.
Honey pumpkin boo boo baby.
Sweet cheeks.
Honey pie.
Honey buns.
Honey.
Mine shots. Mine function.
None of them should ever be invalidated because, oh, you're just a kid. What do you know about love? Love is something you feel, and one individual will never truly comprehend how another individual operates emotionally. As you grow, you start to meet and develop love for different people. Your first love often happens at a young age, and it's usually called quits over something silly like jealousy or a simple miscommunication error. And maybe looking back at it, you'll think, it wasn't love. But the truth is, it was. It was love for what you know it to be, and that's beautiful. The thing most adults fail to understand is that teenagers feel love just like adults can. And sometimes we feel it with far more intensity. This is why I find statements like, oh, you're too young to know what love is, absolutely preposterous. For example, I have felt love, and I know it's real love. Back in middle school, in my 8th grade year, I met this really sweet boy with the most beautiful smile. I admired the confidence he had to talk to people and how social he was. His laugh was contagious, and I loved being in a room with him. He made rooms feel better. I liked him because he was different. He didn't act like the rest of the obnoxious, loud, disrespectful middle school boys. He had such a genuine and kind personality, and I loved that about him. That's the person he was, and that's the person he is to this day. I have the biggest crush on that boy, and it's been about a year since those days. It's also been a year since we started dating. I'm in love with him, and I've learned to love and accept imperfections for what they are. He makes me want to become a better person. He pushes me to be a better version of myself, and I cannot picture my life without him by my side. Part of being in love is feeling accepted for who you are. That's why love is blind. Love knows no age and needs no boundaries. It is a beautiful and mysterious feeling. No one can truly define what love is. So invalidating someone else's feelings because those feelings don't conform by your definition of love is ridiculous.